Hey, it's Robin Hilton from NPR's All Songs Considered. I wanted to tell you about a podcast called Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. It's a weekly podcast all about what's good in pop culture. Jesse Thorne interviews musicians, writers, filmmakers, comedians, and other creators about their work and lives. Find your new favorite TV shows, books, movies, and music, and gain new insights into the things you already love. Find Bullseye now at iTunes under podcasts. Bob Boylan, I know you're not a big Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers fan like I am.
You nailed that one.
But somebody posted on Facebook this pie graph titled, Things Tom Petty Doesn't Want You to Do. Fade on him. Stand him up at the gates of hell. Live like a refugee.
I see. Yeah, right.
Come around here no more. And by far the biggest slice of the pie is for Don't Do Him Like That.
I made that stop.
No, Tom Petty's awesome, particularly that song, Don't Do Him Like That. I just saw this. I bust out laughing like he doesn't want you to fade on him. And people left comments like, don't forget, he doesn't want you to pull him over. Don't pull him over. And then someone left a companion pie graph, which is just one big red circle that says things meatloaf would do for love. And in red, it's anything. God bless the internet and all the people who have time to put these things together. Put a smile on my face.
That's perfect.
I know you may not be a big Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers fan, but I bet you're a Modest Mouse fan. Every now and then we do this thing called Question of the Week, and a couple years ago we asked which veteran band should return with a new album. And, you know, in 2013 we saw a slew of returns from, there was Daft Punk and Boards of mm-hmm. Canada and David Bowie, even My Bloody Valentine came back after a 20-year break. And in the comments, people left all the, you know, all the names of the bands they wanted to see. And by far, the one mentioned the most was Modest Mouse. It's been 8 years since Modest Mouse has had a record. And at the end of just this last year, in late December, we learned that Modest Mouse is coming back. They have a new album this spring.
Isaac, where have you been?
I know. It's called, this new record is
what
called.
What does somebody do for 8 years?
I guess work on a bunch of new songs.
No, that's not. I'm sorry.
These are really good, though. I mean, they're really good songs. I've heard the whole record. It's called Strangers to Ourselves. I'm going to play a cut from that record in Modest Mouse called Coyotes.
Coyotes tiptoe in the snow after dark. At home with the ghosts in the national parks. Mankind's behaving like some serial killers. Giant old monsters afraid of the sharks. We'll be right back.
This is one of the more subdued, sort of laid-back cuts on the record from Modest Mouse, the record Strangers to Ourselves. I've heard the whole thing, and it's just classic Modest Mouse. You would have no idea that 8 years have passed since the last record. It doesn't sound like they're trying to reinvent their sound at all. I was trying to think of a word that I would use to describe what so much of Modest Mouse is like, and the word jaunty keeps coming to mind. You know, it's like this maniacal circus music, rock music. It's playful and strange, but, you know, not too self-aware. It's very real and true to who they are. It's not like they're trying too hard. Anyway, feels like no gaps between the last record and this one, Strangers to Ourselves. It's out March 3rd.
They did a couple of songs from that record back at Sasquatch. We
2011.
Saw in 2011.
Yeah, they've been making some appearances here and there in recent years. But
we have to call up Isaac and see how he's doing.
Yeah. Maybe he was just, you know, just lying around playing World of Warcraft. And
that happens.
Yeah. Drinking fine wine.
Well, you know who hasn't been sitting around?
World of Warcraft, and
made more records, made all of her records, in fact, since Modest Mouse took their break, five of them. Laura Marling.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Has another record coming out, and she picks up the electric guitar.
Wow.
And look, the last show I saw Laura Marling was one of the most beautiful shows I've ever seen by a single human on a stage to just blow you away, you know. And most of this record is done live in studio, very few takes. In fact, the string players that she has on this record barely heard the songs when she brought them in. She wanted them to play sort of blind, you know, just react.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's play the song called False Hope from a new record from Laura Marling called Short Movie. And it's good to have her.
But is it still okay that I don't know how to be alone? Would it be okay if I just came home tonight? We're sharing an apartment on the Upper West Side, and my worst problem is I don't sleep at night. Woman downstairs has lost her mind, and I don't care how, sure don't care why. Why no false hope? Why no false hope? A storm hits the city and the lights go out before I can prepare. Oh,
Yeah.
Such a big, bold sound for her.
Right. I love it. I love the fact she took this chance, that she did something different.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't like everything that she was doing before. Laura Marling, the new record, Short Movie, comes out on March 24th.
You know,
she produced this herself, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, with a voice like hers, you can get away with just about anything, I think.
And she's 24 years old. She's going to turn 25 this week.
Wow.
February 1st. In fact, February 1st is something that is always important to me and you as well. It's something called the RPM Challenge. So those inspired to do something like she went and just did, like brought in string players and did things on the fly.
You know, the RPM Challenge is you record, write and record a record from start to finish in the shortest month of the year in February.
Right. That's right.
And it's either a half hour or 35 minutes of music or 10 tracks, whichever comes first. You know, you could do it any month.
No, that's true, but it's great to do it in February. A, it's cold. It's nice to be indoors. This will be my, what? Let's see. This will be my seventh record with Danger Painters. I did one on my own. I did one as a tiny desk. So this might be my ninth year. Hopefully get through and make another record. And it's so much fun to just do it. So look up the RPM Challenge if you're a musician. Deadlines, there's nothing like them, I'm telling you.
It's a great excuse to stop making excuses.
Yes, perfectly put.
So you mentioned Laura Marling, how young she is and what a beautiful voice she has. I have two twin sisters, French-Cuban sisters, who are just 19 years old each, and also have just gorgeous voices. They go by the name Ebeyi.
How do you spell that?
I-B-E-Y-I. Ebeyi. Their father was a percussionist from Cuba, Unga Diaz. He played with Buena Vista Social Club. They grew up in Paris. Ebeyi's music is very heavily influenced by the Yoruba culture and sounds. These are people who migrated from West Africa to all over the world, but largely Cuba and other areas a few hundred years ago. And the sisters sing in both the Yoruba language and in English. In fact, their name, Ebeyi, means twins in Yoruba. Ebeyi have a self-titled record coming out, their debut full length, and I want to play a song from it called Ghosts.
Welcome to my earth. It's a crying shame. We have built a foolish world, busy fighting, fully lying and denying. My ghosts are not gone. They songs. Now you can feel my heart. Nothing without love.
such a warm, friendly, welcoming sound. I like it a lot.
And their voice is 19 years old. That's crazy. The twin sisters who perform as Ibei, that's Naomi Kinda and Lisa Kinda Diaz. Naomi plays the cajon and the batas, their native percussion instruments, and Lisa plays piano. The record, self-titled record, Ibei, is out February 17th. Did you know, Bob, that the Yoruba people have the highest rate of twins in the world? And they are twins. One theory is because there's this very specific yam that's a large part of their diet that could be contributing to the high rate of twins. True story.
I am speechless.
Yeah. True. You can take that to the bank.
How about a bean?
Every record comes with a yam.
I have sunflower bean. Also,
sunflower bean?
Bean.
Like B-E-A-N?
Yeah. What a great name for a band. I love the name of this band. I love this band. I saw them at CMJ. Sunflower Bean are a trio. They are a psychedelic trio right up your alley. You like Tame Impala?
Yeah, I love Tame Impala.
So this band, Sunflower Bean, on their new EP, which is a great title, it's called Show Me Your Seven Secrets. And their EP has a song on it called Tame Impala. Which is an ode to the Australian.
So they're fans. Band.
Yeah, they're big fans. And also because Tame Impala did a song called Led Zeppelin.
Wow.
Right? So we got to figure out who.
Everything's so connected, man.
Yeah, who's the band that's going to do the song Sunflower Bean? And that's the question I pose to every 10-year-old out there. Mm-hmm. Because it may take a little bit of time for you to grow up on Sunflower Bean. Like, they don't even have a first album yet. This is just an EP, their very first recording. And so, you know, something to look forward to, and we answer that question. We'll come back in 10 years and you know who that is.
I'm not going anywhere.
Let's play this from their new record. Comes out January 27th, Tame Impala by Sunflower Bean.
There you go.
You always say what's on your mind.
would just say, having seen Sunflower Bean perform in, I love that name.
It sounds like it'd be way goofier than their actual sound.
Yeah, no, but it's sweet. And having seen them live in New York City this past fall at CMJ, the music marathon that happens in New York City, this begins to capture the essence of who they are. Certainly a band you want to see live, and certainly a band that has a recording future that is going to even do, I think, more justice to their sound. This is a good beginning, and I really like it a lot. Sunflower Bean's new EP, which is called Show Me Your Seven Secrets, comes out now. In fact, right now, it's out.
You know, there's a lot of significance to the number seven. Yeah, you got your seven deadly sins. That's like, you should look at the seventh son. Seven, big number.
I don't have any seals at all.
In fact, let's do something right now. I'm going to give you 7 seconds to see if you can guess what this band is. You'll never get it.
There is whiskey in the water.
We did it in less than seven seconds.
Like 3 seconds.
Yeah, I know. His voice is so distinct.
Is there any... Ben Gibbard, Death Cab for Cutie. They've got a new record coming out. This is a band that I've been so devoted to for much of the past 10 years. And late last summer, Chris Walla announced that he was leaving the band. And I just thought, no! Because I just thought, you know, Chris Walla was their secret weapon.
Yeah.
He co-wrote many of the songs. He produced the records. He was a multi-instrumentalist who added, he would just sort of hop around from instrument to instrument. You could see him do it during their live sets, you know, and he brought such a distinctive sound. And he did stay with Death Cab for Cutie through the end of making this record. The new record's called Kintsugi, and I want to play a song called Black Sun. Desert veiled in pavement, and there's a city of seven hills, and all our debris flows to the ocean. To meet again, I hope it will. How could something so fair be so cruel?
Around you.
death upon the vine. And there is grace within forgiveness, but it's so hard for me to find. How could something so fair be so cruel when this black sun revolves around you? How could something so fair be so cruel when this black sun revolves around you?
You know, if they'd asked me to produce this record, and I don't know why they didn't, but if they'd asked me to produce this record, when that guitar kicks in with about a minute and a half to go, I would have just said, keep going, and just get louder and louder and crank that. That was, oh,
that God, said it was a great moment in the song.
Oh, it really is a great moment. But maybe that's the thing. You know, you got to be left wanting more, right? Yeah, I love it when that guitar kicks in. This is actually the first, you know, Chris Walla produced the records, and this is, he does play on this and had a hand in making this record through the end. But this is the first record they've worked on with an outside producer, Rich Costey. He's worked with bands like Sigur Rós, Foster the People, Santa Gold. I feel like in a way you can tell that Chris Walla didn't produce this record. There's a massive amount of compression on these songs. And I'm not always down with how they processed Ben Gibbard's vocals on this record. It's making it a little harder for me to find a way into this record. But I dearly love this band, and I love
that song, though, right?
No, not that song at all. I love that. That's by far my favorite cut on the record. The record's called Kintsugi, and that song was Black Sun. Kintsugi is out March 31st. Another little fact, Bob, like Yoruba people creating the most twins, Kintsugi is a Japanese art form that it's made from taking broken pieces of ceramic and putting them back together, but not in a way, you know, like if we fix something in the West, you erase all signs that it was ever broken, mm-hmm. right? And in Kintsugi, you accept that it was broken and you make that part, those flaws, those cracks, part of the new art form.
Which is, speaks to them and their
which is
band.
Really says a lot. A very symbolic name, you know, about it's all about accepting loss and healing and celebrating your broken parts and broken pieces, as opposed to trying to hide that they were ever there to begin with.
That's awesome. Yeah. Asaf Avidan is a singer we've talked about both on Morning Edition on this show. He's been played a Tiny Desk concert. He is the
now, if you wanted to say guess who this is and play it, that he's someone to do it with, because unless you know who he is, there's no way you would figure it out. I mean, most people would guess like, I don't know, Billie Holiday crossed with Bob Dylan, maybe.
Lately I've been picking at the fossil in my throat. It's hard to stare into the ocean and to try to stay afloat. Now don't upset yourself due to the change.
You know, he came and played the Tiny Desk, and I've seen him perform, and now I have a very clear image of what he looks like. But I'd never get that. I'd never get that.
Fairly skinny guy, nice beard.
This song from Asaf Avidan reminds me of a theme song from one of the Bond movies in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. We just keep playing bits of the record, right?
Yeah, because it's got such an incredible range.
Sing it, baby.
You, my friend, have nothing to fear.
Yeah, you know, there's some art. This is the opening credit sequence to the Bond movie, right?
Well, Asaf Avidan has a record called Gold Shadow, and this is really his first official release in the U.S. He's a platinum-selling artist in Israel. He sells bunches of records all over Europe. But this is it. And he's starting a tour. He's in D.C. on Sunday. I can't wait to see him. Some people will watch the Super Bowl. I will go see Asaf Avidan.
That means you're not going to Chicken Bowl either.
Oh, that's a long story. Don't tell Steven. You heard many influences. We played a couple of Asaf Avidan cuts from Gold Shadow, little bitty pieces here. I'm going to play a song different from all that. Big influence in this song is Leonard Cohen. Asaf Avidan and his girlfriend, when he was young, they were in search of a song by Leonard Cohen called with the word Eskimo in the song.
They'd like heard it on the radio.
Yeah, right.
Something.
She heard it. So they went and bought every, because pre-internet, went and bought every Leonard Cohen record there was until they found it. You can hear the influence of Cohen on Avidan's voice. So let me take you out on this song by Asaf Avidan.
Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music, it is, in fact, All Songs Considered.
Evening rises, darkness threatens to engulf us all, but there's a moon above, it's shining, and I think I hear a call. It's just a whisper through the trees, my ears can hardly make it out, but I can hear it in my heart, vibrating strong as if she shouts, oh Ariadne, I'm coming, I just need to work this maze inside my head. I came here like you asked, I killed the beast, that part of me is dead. Oh Ariadne, I just need to work this maze inside my head. If only I'd have listened to you when you offered me that thread. Everything is quiet and I'm not exactly sure if it really was your voice I heard, or maybe it's a door that's closing up some hero's back on his track to be a man. Can it be that all us heroes have a path but not a plan? Oh Ariadne, I'm coming, I just need to work this maze inside my mind. I wish I had that string, it's so damn dark, I think I'm going blind. Oh Ariadne, I just need to work this maze inside my mind. For the life of me, I don't remember what I came to find. Now tell me, princess, are you strolling through your sacred grove? And is the moon still shining? You're the only thing I'm thinking of. The sword you gave me, it was heavy, I just had to lay it down. It's funny how defenseless I can feel here when there's nobody around. Oh Ariadne, I am coming, I just need to work this maze inside my heart. I was blind, I thought you'd bind me, but you offered me a chart. Oh Ariadne, I just need to work this maze inside my heart. If I'd known that you could guide me, I'd have listened from the start. Somewhere up there midnight strikes, I think I hear the fall of little drops of water magnified against the barren wall. It's more a feeling than a substance, but there's nobody around. And when I'm in here all alone, it's just enough to let me drown. Oh Ariadne, I was coming, but I failed you in this labyrinth of my past. Oh Ariadne, let me sing you, and we'll make each other last. Oh Ariadne, I have failed you in this labyrinth of my past. Oh Ariadne, let me sing you, and we'll make each other last.